Force with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are kicking off with African football.
Kim, Africa's qualifying campaign for the 2018 World Cup football tournament in Russia officially kicks off Wednesday with four first-round matches. South Sudan will host Mauritania in Juba. Seychelles is at home against Burundi. Mauritius will play visiting Kenya, and Tanzania will host Malawi. The games are part of a busy first round of 2018 World Cup qualifying in Africa, as we hear now from the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot at Ayemi.
Good evening, Africa. 26 countries will play over two legs in the first round. The 13 aggregate winners will advance to the second round, where they will join 27 other teams for another round of home and away matches. The 20 aggregate winners will advance to the third and final round. In that round, the 20 teams will be divided into five groups of four teams each. After playing home and away round-robin matches, the winners of each group will qualify to represent Africa at the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
Thanks, Shagun. That's Shagun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi, reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. South Sudan will be playing its first ever World Cup qualifying match when it plays Mauritania Wednesday in Juba. South Sudan's captain, Richard Justin Lado, is sounding very confident ahead of the game. He says, and I quote, "We are ready, totally ready. We know what we have to do, and we can spring a surprise. Our coach, Sung Ji Lee, has created a style of play that's based on defensive discipline and counterattacking football, and I think we can cause some damage. We need to win for many reasons, and we will win." And in case our VOA football fans are wondering about South Sudan's head coach, Sung Ji Lee, well, he's a South Korean who was appointed last year. And last month, the South Korean coach led the South Sudanese to the biggest victory in their young footballing history, a 1-0 victory over Equatorial Guinea in Juba in a 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier. Meanwhile, the head coach of Seychelles, Ralph Jean-Louis, is hoping his team, nicknamed the Pirates, can make a breakthrough against Burundi. In the coach's words, and I quote once again, "We want to win our first match. We want to show the Seychelles people that we can do it, and I have the players that can beat Burundi." Now, this first round of 2018 World Cup qualifying in Africa features the lower-ranked teams on the continent. World Football's governing body, FIFA, released its latest set of monthly rankings on October 1st. Of the eight African teams in action Wednesday, Mauritania has the highest ranking, 23rd in Africa and 89th overall, and Mauritius has the lowest ranking, according to FIFA, 47th in Africa and 168th overall.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Africa.
Now let's go to England for an update on the Rugby World Cup. The two-time world champion Springboks of South Africa will be big favorites when they play the United States Wednesday at Olympic Stadium in London. The South Africans, after a surprising loss to Japan in their opening match, have scored convincing victories over Samoa and Scotland. The USA, meanwhile, sits at the bottom of Pool B with no points after losses to Samoa and Scotland. The South Africans lead the pool with 11 points, and they're looking to advance to the quarterfinals with a big victory over the USA. Speaking in London, Springboks head coach Heineke Meyer says his team can't be too overconfident.
We do have respect for America or the USA. We've learned as well. There's no easy games here, so it's going to be a big call for these guys because it's a three-day turnaround or 4 days, depends how you see it. And so it's going to be strain on their bodies, but it's the same for most of the teams. And hopefully they won't tire, but it's tough on them because the previous two games was also very, very tough. So I just thought we have to set a standard, but we have to play to our strengths, keep our feet on the ground and build the innings.
Coach Meyer has decided to move Brian Habana over to the right wing for the match against the USA. For his part, Habana says the Springboks are looking for steady improvement after the shock failure against Japan.
The last 2 weeks have been good, but all our focus and energy this week is improving against America come 4:45 on Wednesday afternoon. You know, they're a team that they might not be ranked in the top 10 in the world, but we've seen in the two games they've played already, their physicality, intensity, and the way they approach the game is something that doesn't make it easy to play against. So we know it's going to be a tough test waiting for us, and as a group, we will always be happy with where we are. You know, we've got big goals and dreams for this team, and again, Wednesday's another hurdle that, you know, we can't afford to slip up in. So, yeah, it's been good, but still not quite where we want to be.
The 32-year-old Habana has 12 tries during his Rugby World Cup career. That puts him 3 behind the record held by the now-retired Jonah Lomu of New Zealand. Habana says he's interested in winning matches with the Springboks and allowing records to take care of themselves.
I think it really is important. You know, obviously, it would be fantastic to score tries, and you know, I know the record's 3 away. But for me, at the moment, it's about literally what is the next job, you know, for the next phase of play, and whether that be running 6 or 7 kilometres a game or scoring tries. For me, that's probably the most important: the contribution that you make on a positive aspect to the success of the team.
That's South African rugby player Brian Habana speaking in London, where the Springboks will play the United States on Wednesday. Meanwhile, South Africa's neighbor Namibia will also be back in action Wednesday when they play Georgia in Exeter, England. The Namibians, like the Americans, are at the bottom of their pool with no points from 2 matches.
This is Africa. Waka waka, this time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Cause
this is Africa. Waka waka, this time for Africa.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. My latest blog post is titled Didier Drogba Making an Impact in MLS, and I write about the Ivorian football star's inaugural season in Major League Soccer. You might say Drogba has had sudden impact with the Canada-based Montreal Impact Club. Drogba has scored 7 goals in his first 6 matches for Montreal. Magnus Chisholm Onwuadiwe, the humble apostle of the sunny side of sports, read my blog post in Owerri, Nigeria, and the humble apostle had this to say: "Hello, Mr. Sunny. That was a befitting piece on the African football legend Didier Drogba. It has been an exciting and rewarding career for the gifted Ivorian. Looking at his age and his accomplishments in football, one can clearly see that the 37-year-old Drogba is not yet done in football. I like the excitement he has brought to MLS, and I see him scoring more goals in the weeks and months ahead." And speaking of Africans scoring goals in MLS, let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew, the 31-year-old striker from Sierra Leone. He's having his best-ever season in MLS. Kamara leads the league with 22 goals in 31 matches played. That doubles his previous MLS high of 11 goals in 2012 when he played for Sporting Kansas City. 2 Nigerian strikers, Obafemi Martins of the Seattle Sounders and Fanendo Addy of the Portland Timbers, are also among the top 10 scorers in Major League Soccer. Martins has 14 goals in 19 matches for the Sounders, while Addy has found the net 12 times in 30 appearances for the Timbers. The Africans making an impact, sudden impact, in Major League Soccer. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to